Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. After spending months seeing the integrity of their voting process caught in the political crosshairs of general election battles in the courts and in the court of public opinion, Georgians are deciding two highly consequential congressional races today. Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue are trying to fend off challenges from Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Control of the U.S. Senate is at stake. Susanna Capoluto of member station WABE reports more than 3 million people have already cast their ballots.
Because of strong early voting, polling officials are not expecting huge lines today, but rather a steady flow. Susanna Duran was first in line as polls opened at Pittman Park Rec Center in southwest Atlanta. She says she just didn't have time to vote early.
I should have voted earlier, but it's been so busy. I work in elections too, so we've been organizing, and like it's just been so wild all these hours.
Duran works for a Latino outreach group. Analysts say the early votes should favor Democrats, while Republicans are hoping for a strong showing today. Because of so many mail-in votes, it could take a while until clear winners emerge. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capoluto in Atlanta.
Vice President Mike Pence wades into politically hazardous territory tomorrow when he presides over Congress's tally of Electoral College votes to affirm Joe Biden's election victory. Some Republicans are planning to stand with President Trump in his quest to reverse the results, but Vice President Pence is legally bound to respect the Electoral College vote count. Doing so could mean publicly incurring Trump's wrath. In California, the pandemic strain on hospitals has become so severe in Los Angeles County that ambulance operators are now being told not to transport patients deemed to have virtually no chance of survival. Paramedics are also being directed to conserve oxygen supplies. An Illinois teenager facing homicide charges for killing two people and wounding one person during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin last summer is due back in court this afternoon. Chuck Kernbach of member station WUWM says a court session comes as Wisconsin's governor has mobilized a National Guard.
Kyle Rittenhouse is accused of shooting demonstrators unhappy that a white police officer had severely wounded a black man, Jacob Blake. Rittenhouse is expected to appear remotely for a pre-trial hearing. He said the shootings were in self-defense. The Kenosha County District Attorney is expected to announce soon whether he'll file charges against the officer who shot Blake. Blake's father, Jacob Blake Sr., says he believes the state is signaling a tough week for his family.
What is the National Guard for? They're going to deliver mail? They got ice cream cones?
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says Kenosha authorities requested the Guard to help local law enforcement. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
You're listening to NPR News. For at least the next 6 weeks, Britain will be in lockdown, which is its third since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The UK's leading health officials have warned that many more people are at risk of getting infected with a new, more contagious coronavirus variant. Hospitals face being overwhelmed, and doctors working with limited resources could be forced to make difficult choices about which patients get treated and which do not. The New York Stock Exchange says it will no longer delist three Chinese telecom companies as President Trump had ordered through executive action. Details from NPR's Emily Fang.
In November, President Trump signed an executive order banning Americans from investing in any company that is linked to the Chinese military. The U.S. alleges these three Chinese state-run telecom firms have ties to the military, and the New York Stock Exchange said last week that it would delist the three to comply with the executive order. China threatened retaliation. But in a statement this week, the exchange said it had consulted with the relevant American authorities and no longer intended to delist the companies, which are China's biggest mobile service providers. The exchange did not give further explanation for the sudden reversal. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
Norwegian authorities say they no longer hope to find survivors of a landslide that killed several people nearly a week ago. Three people remain unaccounted for. The landslide destroyed at least 9 buildings, including more than 30 apartments. Last night, a small dog was found alive in the debris. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.